This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
On this bonus episode of The Heat Check, we check in with Lakers guru and insider Jovan Buha to see what's happening with the Lake Show. Okay, Lake Show, don't look now, people. They're 10-4 in their last 14. Jovan will break it down for us. So, Anthony, my other Laker stan, let's get right into it. Drop that motherfucking beat. It should be Rihanna. Okay, we got a special bonus episode just for my producer, Anthony Irwin, host of the Lakers Lounge. By the way, give him a follow for all of your Lakers info. Got a nice community going there on Twitter Live as well, YouTube. But today we have a fun interview with Lakers insider Jovan Buha, who joined my other show, BetMGM Tonight. BetMGM Tonight airs Monday through Friday, 7 to 11 Eastern. I am joined in this by this interview by my co-host, Nick Ashew. So let's get right into it.
It's a roller coaster of a season. That's why somebody like Jovan Buha jumps on with us, covers the Lakers for The Athletic. Also, Buha's Block, a podcast as well. I can imagine it's been a roller coaster for you as much as anybody right now. When you watch this team do what they did against the Thunder last night, yet at the same time, what they did against the Nuggets before that, like, how do you even put into context just what this season has been for the Lakers? A team, by the way, that we really looked at, and even Trista, who, I'm not putting words in your mouth, I think I'm right, Trista, where you said, yeah, pretty good offseason. We felt like this was a team that could actually maybe, you know, carry some of the momentum from what they did at the end of last year going to the playoffs. And then we get to this season and go, I guess they're back to the Lakers before the deadline last year.
Yeah, they've been arguably the most confounding team in the NBA this season on a given night. They look like world beaters, like last night. And then a game like the Denver loss or a loss to Brooklyn about a month and a half ago, it is a completely different team. So from night to night, they have wild swings. They vacillate from looking like a team that could go on another deep playoff run to a team that could lose in the play-in tournament. So I don't know like what to make of that. It really depends on I can almost tell in like the first few minutes of the game kind of what type of game it's going to be. But although last night they were down 20-8, and then all of a sudden they flipped this switch defensively. Darvin Ham said it was arguably their best defensive half of the season the rest of the way. Held the OKC to 30% shooting, which was their worst half worst offensive performance in a half this season. So the Lakers are like, you could tell me they're gonna lose again in the play-in tournament. You could tell me they're gonna make the conference finals again, and I would believe either outcome. It really, to me, is gonna come down to health. Can they get healthy? Can they get Jared Vanderbilt back? Can they get Gabe Vincent back? And then matchups. I think they match up really well with Oklahoma City. I think they match up fairly well with Minnesota. not as well with the Clippers and definitely not well with Denver. So to me, it's going to come down to, you know, can they make the playoffs first of all? But then if they do, who's their first round matchup? And then that to me will dictate how far they can go ultimately.
They've quietly won 10 of 14 games. I think the last time that we had you on, there were some real question marks about the rotations. There were some real question marks about what Darvin Ham was doing, not going back to the same things that were successful last year. What are you seeing them do differently now as opposed to that six-week stretch when they went 9-15 and everyone was screaming for Darvin Ham to be fired?
Well, they committed to starting their best lineup, in my opinion. I think you can make a case that these five guys, AD, LeBron, Rui, Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, those are their five best players. They're their five highest paid players. Those are five of the guys who were key parts of them making that conference finals run. And they've now started 11 games this season, and the Lakers are 9-2 in those 11 games. And over that span, they've been the number two offense in the NBA, just behind the Boston Celtics. And that's what you're really seeing with this group, is just the collective offensive firepower that they have. They had a game against New Orleans right before the All-Star break where all five starters scored 20 or more points, which was the first time that has happened since 1993. So if you just think about all the great lineups we've seen throughout the NBA over the last 30 years, that was the lineup that did that over that 30-year span. So like, I just look at that and I don't know, like most front courts can't match up with a guy like Rui. They're sending all their front court defensive talent towards LeBron, towards AD, and then Rui just feasts on mismatches. And D'Angelo Russell has played much better recently. Austin Reeves has regained, I think, his standing as to where he was last season. So like, to me, I think that five-man unit has been really, really good. I think some of the bench guys that were previously starting have been slotted in more appropriate roles. And overall, this team has just been gelling at the right time. Now, again, they do have hiccups every now and then and things that make you question how far they can actually go. And ultimately, they are a 9 seed right now. So like, there still is a limit in terms of just they'd have to win 2 play-in games right now just to get in to the playoffs. But having said all that, they have a tough schedule coming up, but a couple games against Sacramento, a couple games against Golden State, like they can dictate their destiny here and potentially jump a couple of the teams ahead of them. And if they do that and get into that like 6-7 range, I do think they can make some noise.
Yeah, you mentioned D'Angelo Russell. What has clicked with D'Angelo Russell recently? Has it been in terms of the minutes, the usage? Has it been just the fact that he knows he can't get traded the rest of the year? Because it feels like over the last, looking back, even just in the month of February, 20 points a game, 7.5 assists. I mean, he's really shot the ball well, almost 42% from three. It's carried over into March. It's been great taking the over on his props. But it feels like something's finally clicked with him, or at least offensively, he's really found a rhythm with this team again this year.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, no, D'Lo has been the past 6-7 weeks to me have been not only his best stretch as a Laker, but when you factor in what this team is trying to do and him really contributing to winning at a high level, you can make the case that this is the most impactful stretch of his career, period, right? Because I mean, he was on, you know, Minnesota team, which was a lower seed, but they didn't have legitimate championship aspirations. He was on a Nets team that was a fun upstart group, but again, no real expectations. Like, this Lakers team entered the season with championship expectations. Obviously, they've, you know, disappointed a bit and dealt with some injuries and some coaching stuff, and like they haven't been up to par, you know, but they still have LeBron, they still have AD, they won the in-season tournament, and they're still confident that barring a first round matchup with Denver, they can at least push whoever they play, you know, 6-7 games, if not win the series outright. So D'Lo has fit into that. I think you've seen an attitude shift with him in our dealings with him in his post-game press conferences. Like, he's just talked about the term he likes to use is flow state, and that's just kind of you know, how he describes being in the zone or being in rhythm. And he's very much a rhythm player. You can kind of tell quarter to quarter, game to game, whether he has it that night or not. But when he has it, like a game like last night, Thunder are trying to make their rally late, you know, early in the fourth quarter, and D'Lo hits three consecutive threes just to put the game away, and he could go on these flurries where it just is such a momentum boost, especially at home, that, you know, there's just nothing really like it on this team, and other than maybe LeBron. So I think he's been playing at a really high level. He's talked about kind of blocking out outside noise and just not paying attention to the trade rumors and different stuff. So I think it's really been more of a mentality shift with him, and you've seen him play much more consistently, because that's kind of always been the knock on him, has been his consistency and not always showing up in the big games. But for the most part, he showed up in a lot of big games. He's been very consistent. And again, this is, to me, arguably the most impactful stretch of his career.
What changed? Like, what do you think clicked for him where that mentality shift happened? Because you had all those trade rumors. It kind of looked like he might go to Atlanta for a DeJounte Murray trade. I remember seeing those chants from the fans, "We don't want you." And then it was right around that time where things started to shift. Was there a conversation? What in what you know has precipitated a very drastic shift?
Yeah, so he did have some conversations with Darvin Ham, and they've both talked openly about not always seeing eye to eye. And I mean, there was that stretch there in late December where D'Angelo got benched, and the Lakers were bringing him and Austin and Rui all off the bench. They were going, you know, trying to lean into their defense, playing more of their wings, and D'Lo did not take to that well. He was not happy with that, but he and Darvin had several conversations to kind of talk through his role and what the Lakers expect of him. And I think a turning point to me was they had a game in Utah in mid-January where LeBron was out, and they lost the game, so it wasn't really the result that turned things around, but D'Angelo just let it fly. And he had a season-high 37 points in that game. And afterward, he talked about how a lot of times role players, especially around superstars, try to fit in. And it's about, like, what can I do to complement the superstar? Like, how can I adapt my game to them? And D'Angelo said he basically had this epiphany of, I just need to play my game. And sometimes that's going to be me looking off LeBron or looking off AD and ISOing my guy and taking the three. Or you know, me, you know, them having a mismatch but I feel like I have a mismatch and I'm going to take my guy off. Like, so I think you just talked about, like, sometimes you're too deferential as a role player, and it could almost be detrimental where everyone knows the ball's going to LeBron in a certain situation, or the ball's going to AD. And D'Lo was just talking about sometimes if you're more aggressive as a role player, that can kind of throw the defense off. And a lot of times he's not getting the best defender on him that is going on a LeBron or an AD. So he talked about just being more aggressive, and I think you've seen that where he's actually been shooting the ball more. He's had the ball in his hands a bit more, and it's led to better results because, again, I think he's more of a rhythm player where he needs the ball to ultimately be effective. So to me, it's kind of been this mindset shift of, I'm blocking out all the trade stuff. I'm just going to be me. I'm going to do what I do, and hopefully it helps the team and it affects winning. And so far, it has.
Sometimes things click at just the right time, but there's so much more this Lakers team has to do. Talking to Jovan Buha, BetMGM tonight. I mean, the West is just absolutely stacked. You're looking at a Lakers team 500, sitting in the 9 spot right now. Then at the top, you got the Timberwolves and the Thunder, two young teams that have really taken that next step. You'd argue that maybe at least one of those, I'd say maybe the Thunder, bigger step than we expected. I thought they'd be like a 5 or a 6 seed this year in the Western Conference. Let's take the Nuggets out of this equation right now. Let's look at the rest of the top of the Western Conference. who are the teams or team that you really have confidence in that you say, besides the Nuggets, could find their way to the NBA Finals?
I look at the Clippers. I think, you know, they had that stretch when they haven't been as good lately, but they had about a 2-month stretch there where they were the best team in the NBA or right there with Boston. And I just think that top level star power of Kawhi is a proven playoff, you know, threat where he's already won a couple championships as the go-to guy. I think he could do it as, you know, the guy here with the Clippers. Look at Paul George. Look at James Harden. Like, I think he's properly slotted as a number three option, you know, given some of his playoff shortcomings. I actually think the Clippers might be a little bit better without Russell Westbrook right now. He had been struggling lately and not playing as well. So it could end up being a blessing in disguise for them to not have him. But I think Ivica Zubac is one of the more underrated centers in the NBA. Like, looking at some Lakers-Clippers matchups, he's held his own against Anthony Davis. And I just think the Clippers, they can go big, they can go small. They have a really good switching defense when they're engaged. And Ty Lue is, to me, a top three coach in the league, also a championship coach who's proven it on the biggest stages. So for them, the question mark is always health. And we've seen, you know, Kawhi's not been as healthy lately. Paul George had a situation where he was out for a bit. So, like, that's always the question mark with the Clippers. But if that group can stay healthy, and again, given their just lineup versatility with the roster and with the skill sets that they have, I think they can kind of mix and match in a series and play like a Minnesota. Like, Minnesota hasn't been a great matchup for them, for example, but I think they could figure out a way to play Rudy Gobert or Karl Anthony Towns off the floor, expose those guys on the perimeter. And if they can do that, I think that they can win that series. So to me, I look at Denver should be the heavy favorite. I think that, I mean, they're just basically five-man unit is almost perfect. Like, I can't really find a flaw with it. But putting Denver aside, I would say the Clippers are my number two pick coming out of the West.
Yeah, and that's what Ty Lue did to the Utah Jazz and Rudy Gobert, so he knows what time it is there. We got about 60 seconds, Jovan. I just wanted to ask you about this LeBron James 40,000-point mark. But the stats are crazy. Scored his first 10,000 points in 368 games, last 10,000 points in 368 games. The milestones in between were scored in an average of 370 games. In your opinion, do you think we'll ever see this type of long-lasting consistency on a basketball court ever again?
I don't want to say never, but I'm going to say never. LeBron has, we've never seen a player play this well, this deep into their career. And then we've also never seen a player have this level of longevity. So to play at such a high level, basically from the moment you entered the league, like that's the thing. Like, even a guy like Kobe had a couple years till he became Kobe Bryant. So stepping in from day one, being LeBron and doing it for 21 plus years, it's going to be tough to top.
The longevity will be something that will be at the top of his legacy, I think, without question. Jovan Buha, The Athletic, great to talk to you again, man. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Jovan.
Appreciate you guys.
That's all the time we have for this bonus episode of The Heat Check. Thanks to Jovan Buha and the BetMGM crew. Come back tomorrow for an all-new episode and check out the feed for past episodes and mini-episodes, which drop unexpectedly like a sneeze on a sunny day. Is it allergies? Is it a sickness? Is it COVID? I don't know. Don't forget to follow The Heat Check as we head down the stretch. That means download. That means subscribe. That means tell your friends, even your little stoner friend who lives in his grandmother's garage. Tell him, hey, don't forget, when you wake and bake, toss on Trista's Heat Check. It's easy listening. And don't forget to follow us at This Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. And once again, on YouTube, because we finally got that back like the seats on the Cadillac, we just have to upload some episodes. We'll see you next time.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.